right, welcome back to Kiss Me Fat Boy episode 12. Now, before anybody says anything, yes, I know you're probably shocked, stunned, kerfuffled. It's not even the right word here, but I just want to use it just in case. To hear is my voice, Gio, and hear Ray's. He's about to speak. But anyways, thank y'all for coming back.
Oh, boy. Oh, friend. All right. So before we dive in, I'm going to give our disclaimer. You as a listener are deciding if this is a conversation or a confrontation regarding the topics we address. Even though I don't think it's going to be any topics like that, we're just going to kind of discuss the
evolution of friendships.
Yes, but just trivial bullshit that we had a huge fallout over. I'm not going to, on my end, I'm going to say trivial. On his end, it may have not have been. I'm not going to speak for him. But yes, this is the apology tour episode.
Yes.
So yeah, Gio, I don't know if you want to kick it off or...
Yeah, so I'll go ahead and say this. You know what? I'm really, really, really glad to be home. Being gone for over 30 days in the presence of another person's household, whether your folks or not, especially as an adult, makes you feel so out of place because, you know, of course, when you're a kid and you live at the house, it's whatever, right? Like, you're just, it's kind of like you're doing your bit until it's time for you to get out, right? But then, like, when you're an adult and you have your own place and your own comfort, like, you build so much of an energy spot that, like, when you are taken out of your energy, it just, like, it kind of fucks with you, right? So I was telling Zach, I said, you know, I never really minded staying at my mom's or my folks' place just because, like, I kind of isolate myself in one little room. But, like, when I'm at the house, I have free range of all rooms, you know? And that kind of, like, to be gone that long has just been, like, whew, such a stress relief, you know? Like, I went and did what I needed to go do. I came back, and it's just, like, the one positive thing I can sit there and say, especially, you know, out of the whole you and I situation, is it made me reevaluate how I want to speak with people. Now, don't get it twisted. This has nothing to do with people I don't care about. This only has to do about people that I actually fuck with and care about, i.e. family, friends. You know, Ray and I will sit there and say this for the first time. It comes out of my mouth on record, is Ray is my brother regardless. We are going to have issues. The thing about having a friendship as long as we've had is that there's going to be evolutions, or at least I'm hoping, of conversation. So we may not necessarily always agree with one another, but we will evolve and understand how that person came to see or interpret. I wouldn't even want to use the word misinterpret, because I feel like you and I have the right to interpret whatever we say to one another, however it's meant or at that moment. But we can always revisit it and sit there and say, hey, you know what? I totally understand what you told me, what you meant by this, but I totally got it like that. You know, because again, like, it's just the thing about, like, you and I, when we talked off air, is that we are very much the type of people that will analyze everything that we feel is on the table. The thing about having a situation with somebody else is that you don't see what's on their table to really fully analyze all the pieces together. It's kind of like how they say there's three sides to every story. There's their side, your side, and the truth. And while we still you know, have each other's truths, the thing about it, though, is like, the last 2 weeks between you and I, for the most part, was kind of taken back, especially if you look back, you know, when we talked about the last recording that we did, you know, that was kind of like, you know, like, some people were just a little bit taken back by that, but again, I remember my ex Daniel telling me, you know, just understand the definition of intent. You know, like, what you intend to do isn't always necessarily what's reciprocated. So it's all about what the listener gathers and what the speaker provides. So, you know, before I can continue, like, with my ramble and stuff, like, Ray and I also had to have, like, a little mini fast kind of conversation, because he was at work in the office today, where, like, the one thing that is great but also our downfall is that we do have this longevity of a friendship, but because of the pattern that we both allowed to exist for such a long time,
yes,
is what is also kind of been our downfall here recently in the past couple of months.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like
I think more so because we've kind of our real life friendship bled into this podcast, right? Mm-hmm. We allowed it to we were fully opening our lives to everyone, and it bled into it. And then we started getting all this conversation, all these remarks, all these, you know, people coming back and saying this, that, third, and the fourth. You know, I won't say anybody got into my head, but I mean, people did have valid points. And I'm a big firm believer in someone can't plant a seed where the soil isn't ready to be planted. That seed's not ready to be planted. So I felt like they were kind of already seeing what I was already feeling, right? So again, and I'm not putting it on the listeners at all. Like, I'm not blaming mm-hmm. fatties at all, like any of them. It's just, it was really hard because we've been in this pattern. It's like a relationship, right? It's like you've been married for 10 years and you've gone this whole time without having sex. And then you want to restart it. Like, hey, you know what? I want to start having sex with you again. I can't believe I'm equating our friendship to that. But no, we've been conditioned this way for the last 10 years just to be each other's emotional support over the phone, mental support. It's never been a physical capacity. And I guess because since we kind of started this last, what, August, September, when I visited you, I thought that that would jumpstart our new pattern, our this habit that we were going to create to see each other. Mm-hmm. I don't know when. We didn't really put a timetable on it, but, you know, I thought I was jumpstarting that. I thought we were, right? And it was just, you know, I just thought that we were well on our way there, but, you know, you had so much going on in Dallas, and I just wasn't taking inventory of that, right? Because I was just like, yo, he's out there doing content. You know, he had this little episode where he ran into someone that he was dealing with at one point, and it was mm-hmm. just all these things that kind of just felt like, okay, this man does not see me as a priority. I never want to say that you were a bad friend. You just didn't prioritize me like you said, like how you claim the ranking in I am in your life. And that's what really hurt me, because all that, everything that I said through text, mm-hmm. which you guys only got to, you saw Gio's side. I didn't explain my side because I'm the type of person that I stand on what the fuck I said. And I'm not saying that to be disrespectful mm-hmm. in any way. It's just, I am who I am. Gio is who he is. But together we've realized that we're going to work on this friendship, because this friendship does need work. Yeah. And you know what I mean? So like, again, I'm just simply saying, I said what I said. I apologize for it. And I didn't also, because we were going to do, before this fallout happened, I was going to actually come on to the next episode and actually address the small little interview that we had with you, right? Talking mm-hmm. about you and how you, I guess, your banter, right? Online, and how uh-huh. you say what you say and you do what you do, whatever, right? I do apologize for, my intent was not to come at you like that. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. And mm-hmm. it really came off like I was attacking you, and that's not who I am. Now, truth be told, whether this was recorded or not, that's how it would have went regardless. Mm-hmm. It's just, it was publicized because, again, I am who I am and Gio is who he is. And if you guys feel like, oh, that's not a good friendship, that's a frenemy, that's a toxic, it's not. We are just, I'm not going to speak for Gio, but I am a truth teller. So I give it to you how I give it to you. So it's like, oh my God, here I go equating shit to sex. You know, when you take it a dick, it's just like when you fucking someone, like, you know, you lube that shit up, right? And you take your time, but that's just mm-hmm. still gonna hurt for a little bit, right? So that's how I kind of see it. So it's just like, there was no right way to do it. It's just, could I have been more mindful? Because we are out in the public, yes, but me and Gio do our best to try and be as authentic as possible. Because the whole point of this podcast was to lift the veil and give you guys a look into the conversations that we have as best friends. So again, I apologize for coming at you like that, because that was not okay. Because I did not, was I frustrated a little bit? Yes. Like, but my tone may have come off to everyone like I was attacking you, but literally, bro, like, that's sometimes how we talk. And maybe I do need to be more mindful of that, because mm-hmm. maybe it does come off like that. I don't know if you think that way. You know, I saw when you posted on the IG for mm-hmm. Kiss Me Fat Boy, you know, you said that, you know, you weren't, I mean, I'm going to butcher this, I can't say verbatim what you say, but something to this effect, right? You were like, you know, I did feel some type of way about that, but I wasn't like harping on it, and I wasn't like attacking him for it, even though you attacked me for it, right? Mm-hmm. So again, that's what I'm saying. I apologize for that. Now, also, in the same breath, that was very unprofessional of you to do. You know, I don't think that that was okay, but it's okay because regardless, he said what he said. And listen, the thing about me is for the most part, like, I really don't care what people think. Like, you don't pay my bills. So, I mean, we all care what people think to some capacity. Mm-hmm. I'm going to renege on that, right? We all care. And when we say we don't, yes, we do. Whether it's our friends or the people that we love, whatever, we care. If whatever audience is, we care. And I do care. But I'm so good. I mean, I'm sorry. My character has been intact for a really long time that there's nothing that nobody can say or do that will make me feel or any of my friends that are close feel like that's not true. That's not Ray. We already know who Ray is. So, but I get it why you did what you did because you wanted to get your point across because I really wasn't listening to you because let me tell you, those text messages, I won't even say Gio because Gio really wasn't on fire. I was on fucking fire. I mean, I was talking hella shit. Heavy fucking shit. And just because I'm an authentic person, I was talking hella shit to my friends about you too. I mean, I was fucking lit. I was so upset. It's just because I was hurt. Mm-hmm. Like, and I didn't tell you this either. Like that Friday when everything happened, like me and my cousin were going out, right? I mean, we were going to go to dinner and I was literally on the couch and I said, me and Gio are done. You haven't heard this yet. Mm-hmm. Me and Gio are done. I'm done. I'm not doing this anymore. He is not my real friend. He does not prioritize me. He does not love me the way he says he does. Like, I'm done. And I cried. I literally probably cried for like 2-3 minutes. And it wasn't even like, because most of my crying is because I'm frustrated, because I can't react the way I should. But I was really upset. It really fucking fucked with me because I'm like, this man doesn't know. Like, no, he doesn't prioritize me. He doesn't care. He doesn't want this friendship to grow. He's not on the same page as I am. Mm-hmm. He only cares about what he cares about, which is money. And I'm not saying this when I'm trying to throw shade. He puts on Instagram and Zach and himself. Like, that's literally, it just all came to a head. And I was just like, I just woke up and I was just like, I can't do this anymore. I felt like I was in a relationship where it felt toxic and it felt like I was done and I'm walking away. Right. So, but that was it because I had, at that point, I was not taking any accountability, none whatsoever, because I was like, it's all his fault. Fuck him. I'm over it. I wasn't saying that to my cousin, but I was internalizing it first because first was the pain and then came the anger. Right. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so it was just like, I was taking no accountability in this, not realizing that you just can't break a fucking pattern within 8 months to a year. Like, you have to work on this. Like, it's work to get in, work to stay in. Like, any relationship, anything worth trying to obtain, you're going to work at, right?
Well,
so I just didn't give it time, you know?
Yeah. And the one thing that I guess before I start anything off is, like, I kind of, first of all, sorry if my voice sounds a little raspy or if it's kind of like not how it used to sound. I lost my voice, you know, in Canada with playing rugby for an entire week, so you know, my excuses, I'm sorry for that. I'm sorry what the fuck I'm trying to say. Anyways, I'm sorry if you can't really understand me from rambling or whatever. Anyways, but the one thing that I want to do reiterate, I guess, that, you know, we value listeners, whether big, small, or whatever, in regards to the amount and the quality, especially since this has been, what, you know, 2.5 months, almost 3 months of us doing this. We value each and every listen. We value each critique and all that good stuff. But I do want to say this in a respectful manner. Y'all don't need to necessarily message us every little bit of critique when y'all hear some shit, because this isn't your friendship. This is just a party you've been invited to. And you can quickly get the uninvite. So I just want to let y'all know real quickly, all that little, you know, hooting, hollering, and the shit that y'all like to do because you would like to sit there and, you know, and start little forest fires like this shit is California. That's great and dandy. But
that's not funny. But no, but I was not expecting, like, you to say that. No, the forest fires in California. Like,
so I mean, but it happens every year. So, I mean, like, this is no different. Yeah.
He's back. Yeah.
But, like, y'all don't need to do that shit because, like,
But yo, it's our fault too. We can't sit there and blame them because we invited them in.
No, no, and you're absolutely right. But again, there's a difference between being a listener and a shit starter. You see what I'm saying? And I think that we need to really monitor who's in it to listen, because they want to reap the reward of us moving forward and prevailing and all that other stuff. And people who are just wanting to be shit starters to sit there and see what kind of arise of a next week's episode they can get from us. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of like, remember in Doctor Strange 2, WandaVerse, right? Into the Multiverse, right? Remember when Wanda was trying to sit there and infiltrate the palace, right? Where they were all at, and all she had to do was find the weak link. And she found the weak link and she whispered it. And what did she tell him? She told him to run. And what did he do? He ran. That's basically what some of these individuals think that they have the power to do, is to sit there and whisper to us something like, anger, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, and y'all need to understand, like, that's this today is actually before even today, this shit stops now. So again, we value the listeners. We really do. But I will gladly pop the fuck out of each and every one of you who feel the need.
This is going real left, yo.
No. And I know I'm saying
no, it's just because I don't want to project on anyone else. I know you're not projecting.
Yeah. But let me finish though. That's what I'm saying. Like, again, respect my time the way that I respect yours. It's because I don't, yes, while some stuff does need to come to the surface of the light, I feel like we've gone to that generation where people feel like every single nit and cranny needs to be shown. Sometimes the things are just what they happen to be at the moment, nothing more, nothing less. And I feel like some people are trying to find certain things for us to argue about, or be like, hey, you know what, Ray, maybe you didn't think of this. Or, hey, Gio, you know what, this kind of looked like that. You know, like, come from it. And I'll just stop so that way, you know, we don't go any further. It's just coming from a place of genuine, you know, love and care and concern. Don't come with that malicious malice shit, because we're going to start peeping it a lot better now. We need to also be, we basically, you and I need to be a firewall for what comes through and what we put out.
No, that's what I'm saying. It is, a lot of this is our fault because of the content we're putting out. We allowed this to bleed into the podcast.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, it came into a fucking novella. It literally turned into like a fucking Love and Hip Hop. We were literally like a reality show. So people were starting to get intrigued and entertained, and they gave their 2 cents. Mm-hmm. I.e., you know, when you posted on IG, I saw the conversation that you were having, you know, and they felt the need to chime in. I did not respond, even though I saw everything that was being said and going on and what you said. We won't get into that because I'm not going to expose the listener or anything like that, because we appreciate, listen, and he is not trying to diss anybody. He's just simply saying that, well, I mean, you kind of are, but the thing is that, like, it's frustrating because this all started with us, right?
Yeah.
It ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun, right?
Exactly.
So the rabbit got the gun on us, and they turned into the hunters, and it was our fault because we thought that we could just run around and just put out whatever and do whatever, and thinking that we wouldn't get the negative side of this. And I feel like this may just be the beginning of it. Like, we're really getting tested. But I think I'm glad it's kind of happening now, right? Mm-hmm. In the early stages, because when this does, you know, really, really take off, which, by the way, I got an email today, literally, I think it was like an hour before you had called me or so, and someone was like, congratulations, you're ranking number 121 under comedy in Ghana.
Oh.
Like, literally, they're like, you're doing really good. So, we're 121 in Ghana. I mean, that's like that region. I mean, we're not part of that region, but we appreciate y'all. Thank y'all so much. Like, we're 121. Like, that's pretty big, whatever, right?
Yeah.
So it was really unexpected. I'll show you the email too. I thought it was like spam or something at first. And I was like, oh no, why the heck? Yeah. So
I get what y'all mean when y'all are coming, but I think that it's kind of like how they sit there and say sometimes you need to put a child in its place. Like, there has to be some separation between podcaster and listener. Because
and that's more our fault. Like, we need to separate that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think the listeners do. Like, I'm not trying to cut you off or trying to spin this, but I'm saying that the only people that need to be accountable are us.
Well, and I think, you know, I guess until, like, I'm not trying to sit there and say, like, you that we're not, but, like, this unfortunately kind of took, like, it, our friendship took a little, you know, I wouldn't sit there and say like a big blow, but it took a blow nonetheless. So I'm getting punched in the gut and you have a bruise now.
Yeah.
So I think for some, like, from some time right now, maybe a couple episodes, maybe a couple weeks, maybe a couple months, just until we both feel like we're going to stop probably being a little bit too personal on certain stuff when it comes to us, at least. Or like our friendship, like us, not like what we do individually, but us, because I don't want that to start being something people can toss right back at us.
Yeah.
Like, you know, again, we've given you all too much ammo thinking that we were trying to be, hey, you know what, forthcoming, pull the curtain back, take a look, whatever, whatever.
Yeah. And I think it just kind of happened.
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of, because we started with our experiences in our past and they're like, oh, we like this. We like the feedback we're getting. People are saying that this and that, you know, whatever. But then it just kind of, we poured too much, you know?
Yeah. It's, yeah. So, man, you know, like I said, like, the one thing that I will sit there and say on air and stuff like that, like I told Ray earlier, is, you know, I want to include myself in the sentences when I'm asking or offering, you know, feedback, instead of saying, as an example, like, not that this is anything, it's like saying, Ray, it's your fault that you, it's more like I want to use, hey, you know what, I understand where you're coming from. I feel like we could do better. We have done this together, regardless of who has heavier percentage or lower percent. It's not about percentage. It's just about accountability. And it's about ownership, because again, Ray does mean something to me. You know, either one of us might not mean shit to the listeners or whoever, because we might just be a source of entertainment for them. But this, regardless if the microphones are picked up ever again after this, we are still going to be friends. We're still going to be brothers. We're still going to be in each other's lives. Like, this friendship wasn't built around a microphone, nor will it die by one either. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I just want him to know that, like, yes, when I was in Dallas and stuff like that, that's one of the reasons before we even talked about it. And I, you know, and I will sit there and stress this, to sit there and kind of like be my own, you know, my own witness. I was very much nervous about setting up a specific time for Ray and I to meet up the way that he wanted to, because I didn't want to disappoint him for some reason if something came up. And that's the reason why when we had that phone call exchange on that Friday, you know, it was like, fuck. I'm like, again, the one thing that I feared still came to life, regardless of how much separation or preparation I tried to do between my personal life. And the one thing that sucks, like I tell, you know, like I told you earlier, is when I'm in Dallas, I'm a visitor. I used to live there. I'm no longer a resident. So I'm now having to rely on other people's houses for me to stay, you know, stay, i.e. my godmother, i.e. my cousin, i.e. my mother, you know? So a lot of the stuff that I had originally had planned when it came to my family got thrown into a mixer because of the health complications that my grandma started experiencing. And lo and behold, none of that shit was news to me. I mean, it was news to me, because I didn't know what was going on. And like I told Ray earlier, you know, the only grandparent I ever lost was in 98. I was 8 when that happened. And then the most recent person that I've lost is in 2020, my best friend Scott. So I'm not used to people exiting stage left on a regular basis. So when this shit happens, or people are telling me, hey, brace yourself for impact, that shit, it really does take its toll mentally. And it's like, you know, Ray and I already handle grief differently. You see what I'm saying? Like, I was trying to process, like, wow, fuck, you know, like, what's going to happen with this? What am I supposed to do? You know, like, I didn't know. I'm like, was just trying to be honest and forthcoming and hoping that, hey, you know what? Hey, you know, if there is a God out there, take the steering wheel, you know, control this, you know, because I don't know what to do. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's one of the reasons why I've always been very avid about not setting unrealistic expectations with people, because I don't want them to be like, well, you said, because I'm the type of person, if you tell me something, you know, my mom used to always say to people, don't tell Gio or don't tell, you know, Giovanni that you're going to do something or you're going to give him something and you don't come through, because he will hold it against you. And that's the truth. So I have to also, you know, reward people that exact same way that I like to be rewarded with, is truth and honesty. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, Ray and I talked about it, you know, will him and I talk about it, you know, off air on certain times, probably until everything gets, you know, resolved 100%. Absolutely. Because again, this is our friendship. We value it. We're going to have to revisit it in a way that makes the other person feel like, hey, you know what? the shit's 100% over now. Like, boom, let's move on. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, definitely. You know,
because like, I just, like I said, I just wanted, after the whole trip and stuff, I just wanted to be able to be better at communicating with those that I do care, love, and respect. Now, for you other motherfuckers that I don't, oh, I don't know. Expect the unexpected, I guess. But, you know, I'm not trying to say that to be funny. I'm just saying that to be me. Because a lot of people aren't, I don't know. A lot of y'all play other people's, and that's not me. So, anyways. But, you know, just as an FYI, in case in 25 minutes y'all didn't gather, we're good, but we're going to be better. Only for yes. one another. Not
we're,
for
we're working
y'all.
On it. We're very exactly. much so going to work on it. So, yeah. Yes. I think that, you know, I just, again, this all came to a blow because I felt like I wasn't a priority. Like, again, you know, I went back and the thing is that, like, you know, you have conversations with your friend on the phone or in person, mm-hmm. and they're not really archived, right? And they're not really like, but ours are now. So mm-hmm. I felt like when I went back and I listened to like this, that, third, and you know, whatever, you were like, mm-hmm. you know, you said certain things, and I just felt like he's not living up to that expectation, right? And he's not following suit. And I just felt really, I mean, and you literally just said it right now, like, your mom said, you know, don't tell Giovanni that you're going to do something and you don't do it. Right. Mm-hmm. So that's how I felt. Like, I felt like you were giving everyone else your time. I felt like you were making time for everyone else. And then there were some people, and I'm not including your family or your grandmother in this, who I felt did not need to be prioritized. And you were literally here for a very long time. And you really didn't make an effort, Gio. I did. I made effort, maybe not like that much effort, but you really didn't give that much. And I'm only bringing this up because I felt like, I mean, because we haven't had other than that 20, 30 minute conversation. Right. And I also feel like the conversation does need to be had because, I mean, you did kind of put it out there. Right. Mm-hmm. So, again, I just felt like really lied to, like you just.
But
disregarded me and discarded me, you know.
Gotcha. And again, since we're gonna have this on air, we have to keep it 100%. I feel like this is where we're gonna have to, at least for me, on how I'm hoping to resolve this, is I'm gonna ask you just a yes or no serious questions, and then I want us to go ahead and then flip it on your end and then see how this evaluates, if you don't mind. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you knew that I was gonna go to Dallas for a month, right? I told you that before, right?
Yes.
Okay. When we talked about it and you had talked about, hey, you know what, we should link up while you're down there and all that stuff. Did I make any promise to do so? Or did I say, hey, you know what, if you don't, you know, I'm there for rugby, let me just get a scope of how it feels first and then we can revisit this?
No, you made no promises.
No, but I did say, hey, you know, let me get down there first. Let me catch a scope and let me see how it feels temperature wise, you know, because I kept on using that because it was hot as fuck. And I remember saying, hey, you know what? Let me just go down and catch the temperature. Let me see how it feels. And then we can go from there. Correct?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. So when I got down there and stuff like that, yeah, you know, I mean, fuck. If it wasn't me working, you know, at my mom's kitchen table, it was me going to the gym. Like, I mean, actually after 9 days, because for the first 9 days, I was at my cousin's house. But then, of course, traveling back an hour and fucking back and forth to go sit there and see my mom or my grandma, I was like, hey, you know, let me go and relocate to be closer to my grandma because that's primarily who I want to be with, you know, so that way I can hang out and that way she doesn't feel alone. So when I did that and you and I talked and stuff, I want to say that was, you know, because you had asked about, excuse me, I'm sorry, you had asked about the weekend for my rugby, okay? And I said, hey, you know what, if you don't mind, again, this is another serious question, yes or no question. Did I not sit there and say, hey, you know what, this upcoming weekend, I have rugby, you know, like, can we do a Sunday? Or if next week where, you know, I don't have rugby, is that cool? Did I not ask you that? Like, where I was like, hey, the next weekend, I have nothing rugby related. That's my last week and I'll be here before I fly out. Is that cool?
Yes, but I had to make the effort.
That, yeah, I will sit there and say,
I had to bring it up. I had to bring it up.
You did, again, 100%. You're right. You brought that up. again, because when before I got there, again, it wasn't that I was trying to sit there and discard, disregard your, you know, requests in regards to seeing one another. It's just that, like, dude, like where my mom lives at and where everything is, like, it's a fucking hassle. So like, I went and scheduled my content and all that stuff, and I did that in advance, like fucking hella advance. Because again, I was gonna, and I had, you know, of course, you know, not to sound like a dick or anything like that, but I asked the only person whose opinion mattered when it came to say, hey, can I do this? And he gave me the, you know, the green light, which is my significant other, Zachary. And, you know, so that's, you know, again, that was scheduled way before in advance, because like, fuck it, you know what? Hey, this is an opportunity. And I'm glad that we did that, because, you know, I'll tell you about that later. So, but then of course the next week, you know, when I did I not text you and ask you, because you know you hadn't brought it up, because you had talked about I need to go ahead and sit there and see about this upcoming weekend. And correct me if I'm wrong, I forgot. I think it was something that happened with, oh boy, I'm not going to say whoever it was, but you just kind of weren't like necessarily too sure if you were even feeling like chummy. You know what I'm saying? I don't know which nickname to give him, but yeah.
Wait, what is going on right now?
I'm gonna text you. Hold on. Let me,
so. No, it's fine. No, I know what you're talking about. And it wasn't, okay. So yes, there was a situation where someone tried to come back into my life and I wasn't allowing it, right? Mm-hmm. So, and they made me feel like shit. So-and-so was going on. I wasn't in the headspace. And Gio, that's when we were recording the podcast, and Gio's like, oh guys, just to let y'all know,
oh,
I told Ray and he hasn't followed up on it. And I said, okay, you know, you're right, blah, blah, blah. I was just going through some stuff mentally, and then I just felt some type of way and I was feeling drained. And it's just, it wasn't on my scope of things to do, right? It wasn't on my radar. But I did confirm Thursday, and then Friday happened, and then that's when everything went down.
Yeah.
So yes, I was very much so at the last minute. But again, like I said, I just didn't feel like a priority in your life. You prioritized content, even some that I knew that were just, that just kind of popped up, because I did hear that you made a content with someone from Austin, even though that they went down to Dallas. I know you didn't come to Austin, but the thing is that you made time to figure that out. You weren't making time to figure this friendship out. And that's where the frustration part came in, where, yes, well, in the beginning, I was like, this, he's not a good friend. He's not a real friend, nothing. But the thing is that, like, I afterwards, after I thought it through and took some time and started to take accountability, you know, I realized that, again, it's both our faults, even though this last leg before the explosion, you know, I was putting more effort in than you were. And you weren't giving anything and you weren't prioritizing. And it just felt like a runaround. Like, it just felt like bullshit to me, for lack of a better word. So I just felt like, but I don't know. Like,
yeah, no, but, yeah. But that's also the reason why, when we had that after we recorded the last time, and you and I kind of, we weren't on the verge of a disagreement, but we were just like, hey, I don't feel like you're hearing me out. And you were like, hey, I don't feel like you're seeing it from my perspective. You know, again, not to sit there and keep revisiting old, you know, phrases of ours. Excuse me. You know, for the first 10, almost 11 years of you and I's friendship, we were over the phone solely because of the relationships that you were in at that time with those individuals who did not necessarily, for lack of a better word, like how I as a person existed or moved. So because you are the type of person back then, you were going to put your relationship above anybody else because that's what you wanted to secure, correct?
Yeah, correct. But you keep living in yesteryear.
No. But what I'm saying is, this is again. So again, I'm the type of person that I move off of routine. So first, that was my longest routine for such a long time, is for us to be a friend over the phone. So when you kind of just hauled ass on the gas, wanted to kind of expedite, do this all, especially since the podcast took off and said, oh, we should do this and that. Like, that took me out of my comfort zone because I'm not used to that. So, and I had asked you and I said, hey, you know what? I need you to understand from the perspective of me is, when the times that I did try to hang out with you when I would go to Fiesta in San Antonio and stuff like that, you always kind of said no or hey, let's see or whatever. But we never saw each other, you know, up until the seventh year. So I need people to realize that it's not for the lack of me trying back then. It's just that I got told no so many times that I got used to us just being friends over the phone.
That's fair. No, I agree with that.
Yeah. So, but again, you know, like I said, it's not that again, I will sit there and apologize. I apologize if you felt that I wasn't trying to meet you halfway. Not that I'm trying to give an excuse or anything like that, but because of how much time had progressed with our friendship, like, I mean, damn, 13, you know, 10 out of 13 years. I mean, that's a long time of a pattern. So, you know, it was going to take me some time to readjust, like, especially since the first, you know, the second time that we saw each other, you know, after the seventh year was last year, right? And then, of course, we were trying to sit there and link up, you know, shortly after that didn't happen. Boom, whatever, you know, no crying over spilled milk there. So, you know, it wasn't up until this podcast really kind of like made a marker for us to sit there and have this avenue to explore certain things is really when stuff started to like, where you wanted to progress the friendship. Well, I was just kind of like, let's just see how it goes. Like, I got a lot of shit in the next couple months. Like, I was focusing on that. It's not that like, you know, I guess to a degree is like, maybe for me, I always said, hey, you know what? I mean, shit, you know, we're going on 13 years, almost 14 years. Like, you know, like, it's cool if we wait a couple months to see each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't really harping on, we need to see each other now, right now, you know, right now or whatever. You know, that's not how I was moving, at least. So my apologies for not seeing it from your viewpoint, because I was so close in proximity, because last time, like you said, you did come see me. And I appreciate that. I really do. It's just the one thing that I need people to realize is I was already in the car for 6.5 hours driving down to Dallas. And like I told Ray, I did not want to be in the fucking car, my personal car, putting more mileage on it, because I've had this car for almost 7 years. So like, I don't like driving, like, but I will make the time to go do it for a long period of time. If my stay is a long period of time, like this last one, because it just makes more sense, you know, because that what I was going down there for was something that was 4 years in the making. So, you know, but that's the one thing, like I said, that I needed you to respect and understand is, yes, while I appreciate you wanting to sit there and, you know, to expedite the friendship and us hanging out and building memories and seeing, you know, one another more frequent in person, you know, that was going to take a little bit of adjustment for me. It wasn't that like I was trying to sit there and say, fuck, man, like that. I don't want to see this man. It wasn't like that at all. Like, you know, and like I told you earlier, like I put that on me right now. And they, you know, whatever God is out there, kill me right now. Whoever's, you know, in charge of this life, take me out right now. Like that wasn't the case when I got that, when I had to go visit my grandmother, you know, and I had to make that phone call. It wasn't that at all, you know? And then of course, you know, the day after and stuff that like, when everything kind of just took off the way that it did, like I felt like I was owed some type of way to go through my grievance and still kind of find some light of happiness, which is the reason why I was at the Halloween store. You know, I love Halloween. So when I found out there was a fucking Halloween store, absolutely. I was like, you know what? I need to go in there and try to find some fucking piece of sanctuary and like take this shit with me and then just keep going and trying to be strong for not only me, but my mom, but my grandmother and all these individuals, because I was like, fuck, you know, it's so, I mean, of course, with my trip, you know, literally within 3 days, I was like, I felt like I was on one of those, what is it called? Little glass jar with sand. I forgot what they're called.
Hourglass.
Oh, there we go. Hourglass. You know, like it was overwhelming. It was just, that's one of the reasons why, like I said, I don't like making plans unless I know I can 100% see them through, because I don't like feeling like the way that I felt that weekend. It's not a good feeling. I don't like that shit. I like to be able to breathe without having to worry about someone's foot on my chest. And that's what it felt like, you know, but you know, moving forward, the promise that I will make right here is that I will be a better friend, not just to you, but to myself as well, because I feel like you're right. You know what? We went so long with just maybe not the healthiest of routine/pattern that you know, are we forever? I mean, we have to pick a side. Are we going to be forever a friend through the phone or a friend through the phone and in person? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I know what you're saying. That's how I felt. I was just like, if he could just tell me what he wants, what he truly, truly wants, and how he sees this direction of friendship going, then.
But you, like, know what, though? Like,
that would
that's,
be great.
Yeah.
You know, I also think what really got my wheels really turning with this, and I didn't notice until I was talking to a certain someone. I'm not going to reveal who it was, right? Mm-hmm. And they were telling me, I think because I walked into your life and I started showing you everything that you needed to see, showing up for you, doing this, doing that, that you started to get a taste of, like, what it means for people to show up to you.
Mm-hmm.
So now you, once you got a taste of it and it felt good and you're like, hey, this is what it should be. And then I started getting this new friend group that were showing up too and doing all these things. So I was starting to get different, I was exploring different avenues now. So I think that's what really, really catapulted me to try and take our friendship to the next level in these last couple months, right?
Yeah.
Not realizing that I probably should have had deeper discussions with you, stating, I mean, you know, stating, hey, I want to do this, I want to do that, let's do this, let's do that. Like, yeah. So I don't know. I didn't realize it until they brought it up. And I was like, like, you know what? I think that's actually correct. That's a really good observation because they're right. I'm starting to realize what I want in my life, who I want.
But what you also missed out for such a long time because of those relationships you were in previously. Because again, like, you and I, we've made jokes. Like, you and I have, like, dead ass switched places. Like, I'm such more of a homebody now, and you're you're more of like a let's go out and do shit. So, like, you know, that's the one thing that sucks about visiting a place that you no longer have, like, a place to call your own, is that I can't sit there and just tell my mom, like, yo, so and so's gonna show up tomorrow. All right, cool, boom, be cool with it. You know, like, I can't do that. You know, like. So, like, it sucked because to be honest with you, if I had my old place or another place that, you know, was, hey, yo, show, I'm gonna fuck, you know, like, just know that, like, whatever, you know, like, work might have to do here or whatever, or I might have to be out here for this time. Like, you could just chill, whatever, I'll come back, blah, 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 we'll go do something. But that's the part that sucks is, when I was in Dallas, I was having to meet everybody out at their place of comfort or, like, their place because I didn't have a place to bring them back to or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, that's like so important for me, is that, like, I have, like, a place that I can kind of, like, crawl back to and feel some type of comfort, especially when I'm out, you know, from my own home. And it was literally my mom's spare bedroom. You see what I'm saying? So, like, it was so much of an eye opener because this is the longest I've been home, away from home, you know, here from Zach, that, you know, like, now I can feel like I can breathe and be like,
mm-hmm.
You know what, that, you know, and like I said, it's just, it was just, like I said, it was just a really weird eye opener, but I had already known this shit. It's just now having to sit there and kind of like not present it, but like to look it in the face and be like, oh, okay, cool. Like, all right. You know, don't do this again next time. And hey, maybe we can implement that. But yeah, and it just, man, it's just, like I said, it's, friendships are no different from relationships. You know, the only difference between you and I is we don't have sex, but we have the arguments, we have the ups and the downs, you know, like everything else of a relationship we have had. We are each other's longest.
I'm not going to say this is nothing, right?
Yeah.
It's, we've never had exchange the way we did, especially me. I was going fucking in, and I'm not going to expose, I'm not going to talk about it. I was very fucking reckless at the mouth. I was very emotional and I went off my rails, you know? And that's just what it was. Gio was a lot more composed than what he usually is, because when me and Gio argue, like, it's the same Gio you kind of get online, but it's just, he'll like shake it off quick. And this time he didn't shake it off. Again, we've been through a friendship breakup. We stopped talking for a year. I think before we may have done like 6 months, a couple months, whatever, when he was going through stuff with Zach, whatever. So know how to take a break.
That was a couple months. Yeah, like the first one was in 2017 when we didn't talk until 2018 for a whole year. And then, because that was right after I came back from Amsterdam. And then the other one was in 2020 in December when you and old boy were trying to, like, you know, like, there's just so much that was going on. You were just like, fuck, I need a break from someplace.
I need a break. Yeah.
And, you know, again, it was, that's the thing about us is that, you know, in the beginning before Jumpman is that, like, I, you know, again, that's the only way I can sit there and, like, abbreviate the difference between them.
But again,
you know, when you were with that individual, that was an eye opener. Like, oh, wow, you know, they do talk a lot. Or, hey, oh, you know, they really do lean on each other too much. You know, like, that was a way for us to kind of, like, create.
Set boundaries. Space.
Yeah, exactly. Set boundaries, which was needed. So I didn't like it when that happened, but I was forced to appreciate, understand. And then when I got into an actual healthy relationship, I understood exactly now more than ever what you had meant when you were doing these things previously. So sometimes it just takes having to walk in their shoes to understand what they're going through and that they're not tripping or being assholes or whatever, you know, which was, don't get me wrong, before Zach came into picture, I was like, man, this man over here, blah, 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 blah. You know, like, I can't believe he chose me or chose someone over me, you know, like, but again, there needed to be boundaries. There needed to be roles that were identified and respected. You see what I'm saying? And it's not about placement. It's just more like, hey, you know, this is the person I'm trying to build my life with. Do me a favor. You know, again, as prime examples, you know, it's just more like, hey, we need us time. We don't always, you know what I'm saying? And I get that now more than ever because back then I didn't get it, but now I do. So the good thing about you and I is because this is the longest ship, you know, relationship that we've had with one, you know, with any other individual is that though we may not necessarily 100% agree with how the other person handled it, when we get to talking, we at least respect it. You see what I'm saying? It's not about necessarily accepting or understanding. It's about respecting. So like, I understand and I respect, you know, how you handled yourself, because at the end of the day, who's going to have your back better than you? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, like, it's a live and learn situation. But I also do want to let the listeners know that, like, we do very much plan on having some type of structure. You know, again, on air, Ray has been fucking fantastic about wanting to sit there and up this. I think that not to a degree, I'll just be open and honest. Ray has had probably way more excitement about this podcast overall than I have. Not because I don't like it or whatever. It's just that, like, you know, it's, I don't know, I guess what him and I do, or this, you know, talk is something that is so just, maybe I took it for granted and I was like, oh, you know what? Like, it's cool. Bitch, we always talk. You know, we got this.
Well, we both were really excited about it. Mm-hmm. Like, when we first launched, Gio wanted to do shirts. He wanted to do this. He wanted to do that. Like, but the thing about Gio is that, and again, I don't mean this in any way when I say you have ADHD.
Oh,
you
I know.
You burn it. I mean, the quicker you are that you dive into it, the faster you burn out in it. That's just who you've always kind of been, especially if it doesn't make you any money. That's who you are. And I'm not saying that you can't have hobbies or other things that don't make you money, but Gio, like, you are driven by a few things, and one of them is
money.
Yeah.
And you and I talked about this. You know, the one thing that I absolutely love and respect about having a friend like Ray is I've always gloated this about you. I've never met someone more intelligent than you. When it comes to certain things, like, Zach's very intelligent. Like, you know, like, that, I want to sit there and say, like, if I had to sit there and say, like, the levels of intelligence of people, I would, you know, no disrespect, just because his mind is a sponge. You know, like, Zach.
He's really intelligent. Yeah,
it'd be like, Zach, you, and then after that, I would care less, because I'm like, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Zach is very cultured. That's what it is.
Yeah, no, he is just, that man, it's baffling sometimes. Yeah. But Ray has hustle like no one's fucking business. If you knew the background on how he had gotten his position that he has now for almost 7 years, you would be like, yo, that's a fucking, you know, that's a hood tall tale right there, you know, because it really is. You know, this man doesn't have a degree and was able to finesse his way into, you know, an area where people are, you know, have had to have shit, probably almost $100,000 worth of debt of school. You know what I'm saying? And he did it by just absorbing. So it's he knows how to climb a ladder. And for me, that was the area that I was never really good at because, you know,
But you're a finesser. You're a finesser too. You know how to get to where you need to get to by doing what you need to do. When we first landed the sponsorship, that took a while because there was just so much back and forth with the business analytics, and we were having meetings with the CEO and then the marketing rep. I forgot what his name, Sean, right? Yeah. And Gio, really, he's a stand-up guy. He has a good shoulder on his head. I mean, sorry, good head on his shoulders. Sorry, got tongue twisted. No, he really does. He, that part of him, he knows his brand. He knows his shit. He's remarkably smart. And I had never seen that, right? We're seeing different sides of each other, because usually I'll take reins on stuff like that. But Gio was really good about that in a matter of like the drop of a hat, like that. And I was just really impressed. I was like, okay, now I see why this man, and again, no shade, why you get as many jobs as you do, right? Mm-hmm. The hustle bone is in you. The hustle bug is in you. Like, sir, you know how to finesse your way into it. Just like I do, right? We're both, it's just all based off of ingenuity, hustle, hard work, all those things. And, you know, I've never met to this day, well, I'm going to retract again. Mm-hmm. Up until a couple days ago, I found out that someone who makes a lot of fucking money is us. Hopefully me. He's me in the future. I guess I can say that, right? So he's, you know, and I'm not going to put anybody out there because I don't want to say it. I'll tell you, Gio, you're going to be really shocked by this. But yeah, like they put themselves in that position, you know, a few, my understanding, I may get this wrong. He's probably going to hear this and be like, no, that wasn't right. But from what I've gathered and what he's told me, he's like a few, like maybe two or three people removed from the CEO. And he did that without a fucking degree. I mean, no associates, nothing. So it's pretty fucking amazing. Like, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I recognize who we are, both of us. And I really think that a lot of that, of what we do and how we do it, also plays into who we are too. Like, and it's not always good, because we have to constantly be proving ourselves, hustling, doing this, doing that. Because I mean, I'm going to include myself in this. We're not in that position just yet. Like, I'm a boss, but I'm not a boss. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I'm not there yet. So I think that when you get to a point where you have 100% financial freedom, which for me, I'm just going to make this very clear, money does not mean anything to me. Like, what people can give me means nothing. How people make me feel is everything that I need. That's what I'm attracted to in friendships, in any type of camaraderie, any relationship. That's what I look for in people, is how they make me feel. Like, I don't weigh people's friendship, anything like that, relationship, based off of what they can give me. It's literally how they make me feel. And I've always loved that about myself, because all my friendships, aside from the new ones, are all 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 years plus. I've never really had, aside from Gio, the friendship breakup, I had one friendship breakup. She was my best friend from high school. We stopped talking for a few years, and that was it. And also, let me make this, not that this is important, but I'm kind of proud of this. I don't give men second chances, right? I'm not that. But when it comes to my friendships, especially the longstanding ones, I will fight for that shit, bro. Especially if I love them. Like, it's who I am. And I'm so proud of that, because my friends, most of my friends are my family. And I'm going to fight for that. Like, no matter what we go through, like, I'm going to try and fight for it. Hey, I'm not perfect. I talked hella shit. I don't think I've ever really talked shit like the way I did to Gio through text message, like how I ever have. Like, again, we've come to blows, but it's never been that bad. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know what I mean? So it was, I mean, he even said it himself. He was really fucking shocked. But it was,
well,
also,
I was also in the state of shock when it's happening. Cause I was like, I was just like,
no. Yeah. I know you can take it. You can take one on the chin. I can take one on the chin. You weren't being like, oh, I can't believe you said that. Like, nah, it wasn't anything like that. But I mean, it was like that, but it wasn't anything where we can't just, yo, we're from the hood. We know how to take shit like that. My sisters, we fight. We don't really fight like that. We'll fight like that every 5 to 6 years. Right. Or we'll really cross the fucking line. It's not the healthiest, but it's who we are. And it's just what it is. Sometimes it's just things come to a boiling point, and people may see that as toxic. I really don't give a fuck. Yeah. It's just who we are. But we've gotten a lot better and we've grown. But yeah, so I'm just because I'm cussing you out saying, oh, fuck you, yo, whatever, whatever, pull up. I'm gonna knock fucking pounds off, whatever the fuck. Like, we can talk like that, trust me. But, you know, like, none of that matters. You want to know why? Because it's all coming from a place of fucking hurt. I was hurt. I was upset. I was disappointed. So that's where it was coming from. And Gio recognizes that because, you know, he gets it. You know, he does get it. Even though I know that you guys may feel like, nah, it's an excuse. Nah, he's just bullshitting. Nah, he doesn't want to do this. Nah, and I recognize that too, right? But at the same time, like, this man is... he's done a lot. Like, there's just stuff. So I feel like his love language is probably gifts because he's given me a lot of fucking gifts. I think when I post this episode, I'm going to put the fucking Back to the Future sneakers. Maybe just to like kind of be like, and that was like, that's fucking that was, lit. No, funny, that just came up a couple of days and I saw that. So there was two things that come up. Came
2017, up on my memories. When in 2017, 2016, one of those two?
Yeah, no, something like that.
It was when, because Daniel and I broke, it was 2015, 2016. I want to say it was one of those two.
Yeah, they came up. It was in August and you had gotten them and I forgot about, I was like, oh fuck. And then this is really stupid, but I had retweeted, I had shared on my Facebook, I don't think you watched the show, but it was from The Hills and Lauren Conrad and Audrina Patridge were having their friendship breakup and it just made me miss you more. Like there was just things that were just coming up and I was like, fuck man, I miss this man. Like I need to tell him. And I was, and I'm so glad that you called me because I was literally, it was either going to be today or tomorrow, but I just didn't know how to approach it because
and that's what's funny is I didn't know if I wanted, because like going out yesterday again, because like what happened yesterday, I was like, I was like, damn. Like, and I was just like, and I was about to call you and be like, did you put a curse on me?
listen. God don't play about me. I heard you also lost your game. I'm sorry about that. I didn't love voodoo. I went to the voodoo queen.
No, but you know what, though? Like I told Zach.
I'm just kidding.
No, but again, this weekend, like I said, it's just like I learned to just take things as, hey, you know what? I wasn't as prepared, or we weren't, because against the team sport, we weren't as prepared as we thought we were. And we knew that, but we just tried to finesse the bullshit. And the thing about those, when you play a competitive sport, you can't finesse your way if you don't have, you know, actions to stand behind them. And, you know, like, it didn't bother me at all. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, at the end of the day, like, I mean, what other team has two championships consecutively the way that we did, and we came in fourth? You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm not tripping, but now I have something to look forward to. Now I know where my areas or my problem areas are at. You see what I'm saying? So, like, and then when I said the word problem areas, that's what got me thinking about you and I, Zach and I. And I was like, oh, you know what? We have problem areas. I need to sit there and take this and apply this to my daily life as well, because I can't just sit there and only want to improve, you know, a sport. I should want to improve the area of people that mean something to me. And that way they can know that, hey, you know what? Gio's not done this before, so he really must be in business or whatever needs to be, you know, understood. And that's the one thing that I will admit too, is like when I called you earlier and when we ended the phone call and stuff, and you had, this is another moment that I think I can associate with kind of feeling a little bit uncomfortable, not in a bad way. It's just because I don't know how to, since this never happened before or was said before, I didn't know how to really take it. Like when you said, I missed you. And I was like,
It was kind of awkward. But it just rolled off my tongue. No, I said, I missed you and I loved you.
And that was so weird because like, and I think that that's also something that we might want to work on is I do want to show you a level of affection that doesn't necessarily constitute sex. You know,
at all, like,
at all.
Sorry, don't allude to anything. What the fuck's going on?
No, but I'm just saying, like, but again, like, still, because, like, there can still be a level of intimacy between you and I that doesn't cross that boundary to where we look at each other like, man, I love you. And then it's kind of like,
but that's my fault too, because I'm not an affectionate person. The most
you remind me of my mom, too.
Yeah, it's my nieces and my nephew.
Yeah, you remind
me. Like, I will literally call them baby. What I like, it's so weird how I come undone with the kids, but I do it one because I want to show them affection, and two because I really wasn't shown that as a kid, and I want them to know that they are loved, they are appreciated. We see you, like, and that's why I do it. I embrace them, I hug them. I don't care if they're 9, 10, I'm gonna kiss them on their cheek. I don't believe in kissing kids on the lips. Listen, Theo sucks dick, baby. No, I'm just kidding. Don't put the Theo on the lips. No, I ain't suck dick in a minute. But
you
know what?
But that shit's real, like how you said in regards to how you weren't shown affection. So now, yeah, like for the next generation of your family, which is i.e. your nieces and nephew, you want to show them what you didn't have. Which is the reason why, like for me, because I'm not super close with family, I tried for so long. Again, not an excuse, and we'll revisit this on another podcast. Is where like I tried to do that with strangers, with people I wanted to be in relationships with, people I wanted to build friendships with, and I got burned so many motherfuckers.
You burnt yourself,
time.
You burnt yourself out. Yeah.
So like right now, I'm kind of taking a step back from really wanting to do all that if it's not coming off genuinely from the start. Now, it's not to sit there and say that I won't give people the benefit of the doubt or, you know, chances, but at the end of the day, I've had to realize with also being with a friend like you is that I also realize that not everybody's deserving of, like you said, a second chance when they come to being male. So a lot of my friends are male.
Yeah.
So like for me, it's just like I kind of like take you at face value because, you know, there are people I've given opportunities with for the second go round, only to be proven again. They're right. You know, I got proven right again and why I shouldn't have done that. So, like, right now, like I said, you and I are complete polar opposites because, you know, you are doing things that I was doing years ago and now I'm kind of stopped doing. And it's just kind of like, it's so funny how we're like, oh, how the mighty have fallen, how the tables have turned, such kind of situation here. And, you know, again, you live, you learn, whatever, right? Now we can sit there and key about it later on when we sit there and say, oh, shit, bitch, remember when you did this and you didn't want to do that and now you're doing this? And it's like, oh, isn't that kind of a relief? Or when we were visiting, I'm like, oh, do you want to remember when you used to be doing this and you used to do that? Oh, shit, now you're doing that. Oh, right. Oh. So it's
friend, like, I need you to come back to your little party phase. I need you to, like,
you know what? It's so funny. It's like,
y'all a little boring. I want a boring. Not you. I mean, not Zach. Zach, I look like he could turn up.
No, but you know what, though? It's just like, I don't. It's just like I'm having this very antisocial, awkward phase in my life. And I think maybe this is my, this is the reason why if I had to really analyze without really giving a lot of time, I think that's the reason why now more so than ever in the last almost 2 years, I'm more motivated by money than presence of people. Not because I want them to give me money. No. It's because I want to give myself the time and the earnings that I fucked off not getting for so long in my 20s.
Yeah, you're catching up.
Yeah. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, because again, like
dude, there's always money to be made.
No, you're right. But you know what, though? And I think this is the reason why like the hustler mentality hasn't left my mind is like, we can be here 1 minute and gone the next. I think that that's the reason why I need to try to evaluate myself and make a balance. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Where things are balancing because I'm noticing now that I'm not doing a great job with balancing, obviously, because you and I had a blow up. Zach and I have had, you know, past blow ups about certain stuff, you know, like, so I also need to understand that when people are critiquing me or giving me their thoughts and feelings, when I ask them to give that to me, I can't be mad at the truth that they're spilling. You see what I'm saying? Because it's, how can I ask you to tell me how you feel? And then you tell me how you feel. I'm like, why the fuck you tell me that? It's like, you asked for it, you know? So, you know, again, never too late to sit there and reevaluate yourself for people.
And since he made all this money in Dallas and I didn't get to see him, he gonna fly me out in October so we can see Halloween together. I'm just kidding.
You know what's so funny is shit, what was I gonna tell you about that? Oh, I told you that was gonna happen and I fucking knew it.
What?
No, so apparently last week Ezra Miller, who's the Flash, Barry Gordon. Uh-huh. Is it Barry Gordon? No. Barry, what the fuck is his name?
Barry Allen.
There's also Barry Gordon. What the fuck Barry Gordon is? Anyways, I told you that they had only one option to spin all the legal troubles that he has been having in the last 6 to 8 months. And I fucking knew it. They were going to use, but again, but it's the truth. It's not an excuse. I felt like this should have been said a long time ago. It's because he went out saying on a first public statement saying that he has been suffering from mental health issues and that he is seeking treatment, which all his shit.
Because they really don't want to shelf that. Like, they said it's a really good fucking.
Reviews that I'm seeing so far is saying that.
Yes.
But see, that's the thing about it, though, is again, instead of people going
and
straight.
The suit. Mm-hmm. Bro, the suit was about to be next level. I've seen stills from it. Like, even the whole concept art that they did it, bro. No. I was like, listen, I know he's on his fuck shit. Just release this shit. And let's just keep it pushing. We can replace him later for the sequel. But we need to see this.
Yeah.
Like, I know he's fucked off. And maybe it's not all fake, right? It's not all for publicity where it's like, we need you to go here and say this and say that you have mental health issues that you're struggling with and you're going to go into, I don't know if they said rehab or he's going to see counseling. I don't know what they said. I didn't read the full statement, but Listen, do what the fuck you got to do, but y'all better release that motherfucking movie. Like, you know how long I've been waiting for this?
Right.
Like, especially— I love Ezra Miller as Barry Allen. Like, yeah, I didn't him. At first. He's perfect.
Yeah. I love comedy, him.
Action, everything. He's just,
He's just like that dorky. The reason why I love Ezra Miller and I'm rooting for him is because, like, he was never problematic before. Now, like, it'd be different, right? Like, mind you, Robert Downey Jr. used to have a very problematic past. And look what happened to him now. He used to be the butt of so many 90s, early 2000 jokes up until he revamped his career with Iron Man. So, like, don't y'all be...
Seriously, that's really all we remember now. That's his legacy now. And that was, like, at what, 40?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, like, at the end of the day, as a queer person, especially a non-binary queer person, you know, for him, like, y'all don't know what is going on through that man's head. Yeah, I mean,
exactly.
You know, like, it's when Britney, you know, dipped out and
did. He needs to stay the fuck away from Hawaii, though.
Like, get the fuck away from Hawaii. Also, why he was in Vermont, I don't know. But anyways, but you know, again, like, there's a lot of shit that needs to be evaluated for him, and I want him to get the help that he needs because, like, again, to be a fucking
it's so
superhero,
important.
Like
so
a
important.
Main cast member of a superhero as a queer person.
Yes.
Like that is fantastic for the community.
Seriously.
Because now you can sit there and root for a queer, superhero that isn't Batman, that isn't Superman, that isn't Wonder Woman. You know what I'm saying? Like this is the elevation that we need. We don't always need to be surrounded by controversy. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But sometimes because of mental health issues, that's how it's perceived as, it's just crazy. Also, he's flipping out.
He was phenomenal on The Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Oh, that's where I fell in love with him. I fucking loved him in that movie because he's just so fantastic.
He's just this, cinematically speaking, he just knows who he is as an actor. Mm-hmm. And he can just captivate you. He's just one of those people where it's like he walks into the room and he can grab your attention. And he's really good at what he does. So, yes, I did when they first announced him as Barry Allen as The Flash. I was like, nah, he's not going to be able to do it. Like, he's not. But he killed it. Like, so I hope that they follow through and they actually release it. Not that I didn't like Grant Gustin. I do like him. He's really good. But, no, I just don't know that he could – do Barry Allen on the big screen like he does on the TV series. Like two different lanes, right? Two different lanes. I love him as, you know, Barry Allen on The Flash on the CW series. And I like Ezra Miller as The Flash on the big screen. It's just, you know, and they even said it. Like, I mean, they did a crossover episodes where it's like two different universes. So now they're introducing that too. So they both still exist in that universe. It's just a multiverse, right? So...
Yeah, and especially
I don't know
with
how
DC
we got into this, but
but I mean, because it's exciting, but you know, of course, I also want to talk about like in the next podcast is about like the whole how DC canceled Batwoman, and she was going to be the first Latina Batwoman, and I'm just like,
it's Batgirl, but yeah.
Oh, sorry, what did I say? Batwoman? Yeah, Batgirl.
Batwoman.
She really should be Batwoman. She wasn't a girl, anyways. Again,
not that Alicia Silverstone did it good.
But you know the thing about
we loved her.
she literally only suited up at the very last minute.
Yeah,
of the
I know.
Film. That's all just like God, whatever. Anyways, but no, like again, you know, Ray, again, just to sit there and start it like how we ended it. You know, again, I do value your friendship. I do love you, and I want you to know that. And I want to start saying that shit on the end of the podcast for real. No, because again, like dead ass, like we don't necessarily need to like die for us to be like. Oh shit, I should have told him I loved him. Or shit, you know, I wish that, none of that. So, like, we need to be the change that we want to see within each other, with one another. You see what I'm saying? So, like, I do want to sit there and say, you know, hey, you know what, listeners, just expect that I'm going to be very random in myself. I'm going to be a very random version of myself at different times. You might think I'm bipolar or whatever. And that's fantastic. And that's fine. I really don't care. But for those that I love, I will go to bat for. And I do want Ray to feel and understand that he is one of those individuals. Like, he might be the Louisville Slugger, you know, over everybody else, you know, when it comes to who I'll go to bat first, you know, for first. So anyways, what would you like to say?
I think that's it. I think we should wrap it up, right? Because, damn, this went into, like, wow. But it's exciting. You know, we took about, it was almost 2 weeks, right? Off? I don't know.
Because the last
time. Felt like a while.
Yeah, it was 2 weeks, actually.
It was like August 10th, the last time we recorded. So, yeah, almost. Yeah. Okay. Who does a quote? I mean, I wasn't looking up quotes, but
oh no, no, but, no. It's my turn.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm gonna do Miss Maya Angelou.
Do we have any announcements? I don't think we do, right?
No, just FYI, people, just as an FYI. I got a new screen bag and y'all bitches about to gag. I just gotta say that. Anyways,
what is that?
No, this is the photo I sent you. I want to send it to you. Oh my God, dude, it is so fucking awesome. I wish that you would have answered my goddamn text message because I really want to copy
one. A new screen bag. Bag.
No, this is, this shit is dope. Bitch, the fucking zipper is a knife.
I hate you. Yeah, you're gonna have to send me pictures of it.
You should actually go. It's there. They actually had so many different body bags.
Yeah,
cross bags.
Not a body bag. Goddamn.
No, but I really wish they would have made a Freddy Krueger one, like at the claw version. Oh, that shit would have been so fun.
Yeah, that would have been cute. Yeah.
Anyways, fire. But Miss Maya Angelou said the following: people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did. But people will never forget how you made them feel. And I feel like that was perfect for how this transpired.
Yes. I agree.
So, anywho, but Ray, I love you. We will definitely talk tomorrow
once
we get some sleep and all that good shit.
Yes.
But thank y'all for listening to us. Thank you for continuing to ride in this journey with us. But
yes, we appreciate y'all. Thank y'all so much. Be patient with us. We're growing. Mm-hmm. And hopefully the glow up is coming soon. Even though we started up glowing up, now we're growing up and then back to glowing up. All right. Well, we love you guys and talk to you soon. Love, peace, and cinema.
Yes, and we also need to talk about that P-Valley finale, FYI, next episode.
So much to catch up on. All right, guys, we're out, fatties. Right.
Bye.